The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Mr. Tom Fairbanks on... Tom, it's Friday the 13th. I mean, so far...
You had to remind me.
So far, so good. Friday the 13th, 2017. Hope you are having a good day. But, you know, for the folks who are listening on Saturday morning, doesn't matter because it's Friday the 13th.
They know they made it.
Yeah, they know they made it, right? Yeah, we do re-air the Friday edition from 7 to 8 in the morning on KVOI. So if you're up early, give it another listen. We are live weekdays, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We have our worldwide live listening, otherwise known as live streaming, and of course our podcast, so you can listen to the program anywhere in the world on your schedule, on my website, buckmastershow.com, and of course KVOI has the live stream of the program as well, kvoi.com. And on Friday, we like to do a shout-out thank you to the media people who support our program, our growing list of media friends, TucsonSentinel.com, Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun, TucsonLifestyle.com. The Tucson Media Group has now joined us. That group includes the Tucson Weekly, Inside Tucson Business, Explorer, Marana News, Foothills News, Desert News. Other media partners, Southern Arizona News Examiner and the Three Sonorans, all prominently display the Buckmaster Show live link. That's our logo, and then you just hit that, and you get to us, and then you can hear any of our podcasts. Our Friday Focus interview today, the CEO of the Downtown Tucson Partnership, Kathleen Erickson, joins us. Kathleen took over just about a year to the day, isn't it, Kathleen?
That's correct.
I can't believe it. Coming to the Old Pueblo from Michigan, where she was heavily involved in downtown redevelopment projects. Joining me in the conversation with Kathleen, Joe Ferguson is here. Joe is the political reporter for the Arizona Daily Star, and Joe's been covering news in this town since he was working for his elementary school newspaper. No, I added that. No, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Not that long, but not quite close.
How many years do you think you've been dabbling in the business?
On and off for 25 years.
Very cool. By the way, congratulations. You took home one of those Arizona Press Association. Is that what it was called? The awards?
Arizona Newspaper Association, yeah.
And the Star did very well.
Yes, they did. I've got some great colleagues.
Congratulations. Kudos.
Thank you.
Kathleen, your first year. We had you on the program, I think, within a couple of weeks after you started. You had all sorts of plans, and a year later, we're going to hear about what has come true. How has the first year gone?
Wow, it went so fast, but I'm really we're really starting to gain some traction in terms of the organization and our team, and the downtown is just really on the move, as everyone knows.
What would you say, what did you want to do that you're very pleased that you were able to accomplish in the first year?
Well, it might not sound very exciting, but there were organizational things that needed to be done. We were faced with a $240,000 deficit, and now we're operating on a balanced budget. Staff-wise, restructuring our staff, our security and maintenance methodology. Those were the main things. We did a lot of marketing and promotions and building relationships, too, with the merchants and different neighborhood groups. So we've accomplished a lot in a short period of time.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these numbers. You mentioned you were down about the red ink.
Mm-hmm.
Was substantial when you took over.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what was the issue there, and how were you able to kind of turn that around, get rid of that red ink, and bring mm-hmm. it into the black?
Well, it was a lot of cutting of expenses. So we don't have necessarily increased revenue in any area, but I took a look at every single line item, and we just trimmed and found efficiencies. And we're also investing in areas that are paying back for us. And those areas that we're investing in our people. We have a great team of clean and safe crew members, and we're rewarding them through increased salaries, hourly rates. They all have 401ks now, and
probably like increased salaries.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
But we're taking care of our people, and they're taking care of our streets, and everyone's really passionate about the downtown on our team, so it's really good.
And Joe, you work downtown.
Yeah, I do. It's great downtown right now. And it's revitalized and just in front of my eyes.
And you were sharing with Kathleen and I before the program that you really, when you were working at the Weekly, you've seen this transformation. What are some of your thoughts about that whole process, Joe Ferguson, how things have kind of turned around?
I'm very sentimental to my early years in mm-hmm. Tucson and downtown, and you know, it's just changed right before my eyes. I took a couple years off to work up in Flagstaff, and when I came back, downtown was different. I'm going to miss some of the buildings that are coming down, but, you know, certainly downtown's on the rise, and there's only a few pockets where I can think of where we really hasn't been touched by the streetcar and revitalization efforts.
Mm-hmm. And what buildings are coming down that you think might...
I have a special dear place in my heart for La Placida.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up with that building. I worked in that building with the Stars downtown office, mm-hmm. and it's coming down now, and they expect to start building brand new apartments, retail in that area over the next few years.
What about La Placida, that area, Kathleen? What can you share with us?
Well, there's plans for mixed-use development and also market-rate residential development that are going in that area. And there's the plans for housing. It's just there's new developments coming up all the time. Right now we have approximately 5,300 people living in the quarter-mile radius of downtown between the corner of where you're at, Joe, Stone and Broadway. We have almost 5,500 people living downtown.
One of the missing links had been housing. That is starting to really change, Kathleen?
Yes.
Okay. How?
And we're working at the Downtown Tucson Partnership with various developers and the city to provide a variety of housing downtown in terms of the cost range. So there's a nice balance between low, moderate, and high-end housing. We think that that's critical to have that mass in the downtown.
Congress Street is going to get some national attention. This afternoon, there will be Congress Street being designated, named one of the What is the APA? That is the American Planning Association, mm-hmm. 2017 mm-hmm. Great Street Program. What's that all about?
Well, that's one of 15 streets in the nation that are receiving this Great Street designation. And it's quite an honor. And today at 5:30, we'll be celebrating that with the mayor. So come on out and join us.
Joe?
No, I think it's a great honor. It's certainly, especially north of 6th, east of 6th, you know, it's really changed over time. Club Congress is the same, but everything around it else has been built up and really has changed in front of our eyes.
Yeah.
A lot of people will be coming downtown, perhaps, that haven't seen it in a while because mm-hmm. of Tucson Meet Yourself.
Yes.
Or as
yes.
locals refer to it, Tucson Eat Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 50 different... I think ethnic foods, at least 50, will be represented. I remember from my TV news days, we'd always try to get out there real early, I know, on a Friday, when they were just opening up. And that was like, by Friday afternoon, I had a little bit of needing Alka-Seltzer. Well, you can imagine sampling a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but no, the food is really great down there. So that will bring a ton of people, won't it, Kathleen, into
thousands,
the downtown?
Thousands, thousands. We're very excited about that, and it's taking place at Hockamy Plaza, which is actually an area that the Downtown Tucson Partnership, in conjunction with the City Parks and Rec, and other partners are working very hard to revitalize that area. we're taking a proactive approach to activate that public space. It's on Stone Avenue, and we have so many fun things scheduled for that coming up this holiday season, so keep your eyes peeled for that. But come on down for Tucson Meet Yourself. Also, 10 West is another festival that's just on the heels of starting.
And you're putting out, you're trying to, every week, really, putting out information to the public about kind of Saturday events and weekend events, right?
Yes.
That was one of the things I recall from our interview a year ago, that you wanted to even increase the visibility of what's going on downtown to attract perhaps the foothills dwellers who decide, I live up in the foothills, and a lot of times people say, I'll just go up to Swan and Sunrise or something, and I won't bother going downtown. But you really do want to attract the foothills people and people who haven't sampled downtown in a long time.
Absolutely. I mean, we have over 83 restaurants in the downtown, many award-winning. When I came here, I joke about how much that I ate my way through the downtown, and literally 30 pounds later, I'm not exaggerating, I did gain that much.
Really? You have gained some weight.
I wear it well, don't I?
Since I saw you then. No,
yes.
You don't look like you've gained some weight.
I'm working on
it. Anyway, we'll take our break right here, Tom. That would be a good time when you start talking with a woman about weight. This would be a good time to take a break and bail for a few minutes on the Buckmaster Show. Kathleen Erickson sticks around. Joe Ferguson is with me in studio, and coming up at about 12:35, Joe's old buddy who he used to work with at the Tucson Weekly, Mr. Nintzel, the editor of the Weekly, is going to join us.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. All right, we'll be right back.
What is Zauschneria? Come find out at Tonachule's Fall Plant Sale. Tonachule's Fall Plant Sale will have an extensive offering of both the typical and the unusual, from native, cold, hardy, and adopted plants, from agaves to Zauschneria. Make plans to attend Saturday, October the 14th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday the 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The plant sale is located in the propagation area at 7211 Northern Avenue, the first street west of Ina and Oracle intersection. For more information, visit tonachule.org.
Since 1944, the Humane Society of Southern Arizona has helped over 1 million pets in Southern Arizona. I'm Richard Carmona, 17th Surgeon General of the United States and Distinguished Professor at the University of Arizona. Join me in supporting the Humane Society of Southern Arizona in their effort to build a new animal welfare center. Keeping the pets in our community safe and healthy helps ensure that our community as a whole is safe and healthy. Please donate now, because we are all in this together.
Hi, this is Jeff with Enhanced Openings, Windows, Doors, and More. Did you know windows, doors, and skylights are about 30% of all the wall and ceiling areas of your home, but waste up to 80% of all your home's utility bills? Enhanced Openings is Tucson's Pella Select wholesale installation company. We'll save you money on Pella products and on installation.
Text the word Pella to 313131 and get free installation. Or call 686-5617, ROC-CR6030-5859, enhancedopenings.com.
The Twisted Tandoor, the legendary Indian food truck, now has a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu expands on the popular Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, it's at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive and on the web at thetwistedtandoor.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, our Friday Focus interview. The CEO of the Downtown Tucson Partnership, Kathleen Erickson. Kathleen is celebrating her one-year anniversary within a couple of days right here on the Buckmaster Show today. Joe Ferguson is with us. Joe is the one of the political writers. Are you the political writer? Others do political writing.
Of course. I'm a political writer.
Yeah, he's a political writer for the Arizona Daily Star. So many projects you've got going on downtown, and I want to talk a little bit about safety, cleaning up downtown. There have been problems with people, homeless people living in the park. So is it a safe place to visit, first of all? Is it a clean place to visit?
Well, when I moved to town a year ago, I was struck by how clean the downtown was. That was one of the main things that I noticed. I also noticed that there were people, homeless people, living in actually Hockamy Plaza. And that perceptionally can give the perception to people of an unsafe environment. And this is critically important. We've done a lot of surveys of businesses, property owners, board members, employees, and also residents of the downtown. And we have data that backs up and supports our initiatives to address this homeless issue as the number one issue in the downtown right now. And we are working with various groups, Old Pueblo, and also La Frontera, and other social service agencies, and of course the city police department, city government, and we're all partnering together to get the needs of these people met. So we have social workers that are paired with our security team, and we're actually going out to the park one-on-one, building trust with people in need and connecting them with the services that they need. I want to explain to you, Bill, I'm so excited about this because it's been so effective. In 1 month's time, with one social worker paired with two of our security guards, once a week, mm-hmm. we have found permanent housing for four chronically homeless individuals. And that's huge for a city that has anywhere from 24 to 30 homeless people, chronically homeless, right. living in the downtown. Right. To get four off the street with such little effort is amazing.
So this is with your own security team and a social worker.
Yes, and now we've increased it to 5 days a week, and we have new partners. Our newest partner is Old Pueblo, and they do amazing things. They provide housing, permanent housing for the homeless without restrictions. So if you have a dog, if you have a partner, if you have a mental illness, a drug addiction, they take you in, they give you a home. Hmm. They they find you homes. Now, they have all these resources, but sometimes they can't find the person. So they have everything set up for Joe, let's say, but they don't know where Joe is. Mm-hmm. Our 17 people on the street at all time in the purple shirts, we know Joe. We know where he's sleeping. We know what his issues are. We connect Joe with La Frontera or Old Pueblo, and Joe finds a home.
Hmm.
It's a really great partnership.
Speaking of Joe, join us.
I'm sorry, Joe.
No, I just Joe is not homeless.
I didn't mean to do that. That was
just
subconscious.
An example. Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
No, I'm not homeless.
I'm sorry.
Thank goodness.
No, I just was that, you know, today we talk about downtown security and what happened at the Snake Bridge today is really, you know, disheartening. And so it just shows that downtown still has its challenges ahead of it.
It does.
And could you tell our listeners what happened at the Snake Bridge?
There was a mugging at the Snake Bridge, a man and a woman, and a man was shot.
Mm. Mm.
So they're still looking for the suspects.
Mm. So overall, though, you're very encouraged about kind of getting a handle on the homeless situation. And when you're talking about Hockamie Plaza, for those who don't know where that is, could you again tell us where Hockamie Plaza is?
Yes, Hockamie Plaza is located right outside the main library in downtown on Stone Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a large red sculpture right there right now.
Oh, yes.
But what we're doing is we're working with partners and sponsors, and we're providing outdoor fitness classes, yoga. We're partnering with Let's Sweat, which is a new spin studio in the downtown on the corner of 6th and 6th, to provide. They're actually going to be doing strength training classes out there. We have outdoor movies planned. It will be Holiday Central. We're partnering with Nestle Toll House, the new Nestle cookie place downtown.
Oh, really? It's a cookie place?
Yeah. We're going to have a toll
house. Where is that going to be?
In Hockamie. That's on Stone Avenue, and it's super dangerous and delicious. So we're doing a lot of fun things in Hockamie. But if anyone is interested in hosting a class, an event, any type of public affair, please contact us at the Downtown Tucson Partnership, and we'll get you put into the schedule at Hockamie Plaza. We're purchasing small bistro tables and chairs to add to the park area, as well as additional shade and other amenities. It's pretty exciting stuff we're doing right now.
And the downtown, you're for Christmas, you want to make this a real special Christmas.
Yes.
You've got some kind of an illumination program you're working on.
Yes, yes.
Light up downtown.
And we're lighting it up.
But what about the people that say this could affect our dark skies, the astronomers?
Well, that was the first thing we looked into. We spoke with the powers that be at the city, and then also with the National Dark Sky.
Mm-hmm.
This is
they signed off on
they
it?
They signed off because this is temporary holiday lighting.
Oh, so. Okay. So
and it's lower than the wattage that is the requirements.
Uh-huh. You're going to have the trees, little trees decorated?
Oh, yes. All the trees on the main streets in the downtown will be tight-wrapped with white lights. It's going to be a beautiful, elegant, and festive display. In addition to that, we'll have the buildings lit up.
Oh, that'll be good.
So the roof lines of the buildings, property owners are adding white lights in a unified, consistent format.
Joe?
Just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, downtown redevelopment. There's been some great strides ahead, but there are still empty buildings downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you tell us about, you know, what's going on in terms of some of these places that we walk on along Church and Congress areas that, you know, still are boarded up even though there's all this activity going around?
Well, there's definitely plans for new businesses that are going in there. And, you know, I don't have anything specific that I can share with you right now as far as what those businesses are. But it's just a matter of time before all of these vacancies will be filled in.
Are they considerably, what's your guess? Are you talking about a couple, Joe, that you see walking around or a handful, or
there's a handful of them.
Kind of pockets. Are these pockets of areas?
Sure. I mean, there's
sure.
You know, the Chicago stores has had a lot of trouble getting a tenant in there. So I mean, that's been one that kind of, you know, we walk by every day and maybe forget about, but it's right there, prime real estate.
Yeah.
Right.
Now that was supposed to be a CVS,
right.
And we had the mayor on here a couple of weeks ago when that story broke, and mayor didn't really he wanted to try to figure out or talk to the CVS people about what happened. Do you have any idea or insight on that one, Kathleen?
Yes. Corner right there is just ripe for development. And I know that Rio Nuevo and the county are working together to do a mixed-use development that would also include parking. So a parking structure with retail on the first floor that would be connecting to the Chicago store, which would make it much more marketable. If you're aware, right across the street from there is Mian Sushi, a beautiful Miami, outdoor Miami-style seating with wonderful sushi and delicious food. And then just half a block down is the AC Marriott. So as you can see, there are pockets that need to be developed, but there are very strong anchors that are filling that are connecting the downtown together.
You know, so many of the local businesses, too, are local. And these are
That's what's great about it.
Yeah,
right?
This is perhaps unusual. I guess every city has their own kind of redevelopment footprint or plan, but so much of our redevelopment has been homegrown.
Yes, and that's what's so unique and wonderful about our downtown and many of the greatest downtowns in the nation. But I think that in my professional opinion, mm-hmm. there's a nice balance or mix that you're looking for, which would be 85% to 90% local and 15% retail. So, mm-hmm. Chain, more of a anchor on each corner is actually a very good strategy to take with downtown development.
Joe, do you have anything to add about Hotel Arizona, or would you rather not reveal that at this point?
No, it's public knowledge.
Go ahead, tell
one
us.
One of the only empty hotels downtown, Hotel mm-hmm. Arizona, looks like it's on the path to reopen under redevelopment in 2019. Rio Nuevo has already offered incentives to it, and it looks like it'll be going to the city next asking for similar incentives as they redevelop the property to current standards.
That's mm-hmm. very good news.
Yeah.
All right, Small Business Saturday.
You're yes. gonna,
that's kind of like right after Thanksgiving, right?
Right. We're promoting people to shop local. So come on downtown.
That's a good idea. Support our local businesses.
Yep. We're going to have swag bags that we give out to people when they come off the streetcar. We're going to welcome them to the downtown, give them a swag bag, and encourage them to shop local. We'll have a
and
passport
the Christmas
program.
Lights will be up.
All the lights will be up.
All right, Kathleen Erickson, congratulations. I think you're doing a great job after your first year. You really plowed into this, and I think it's paying off. So congratulations.
I am honored and so happy to be here. Really, I am.
I think you really have settled in. You really like Tucson.
I love it.
And you live downtown.
I do.
Okay.
I live right across the street from where Joe works.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And this is your first year to try Tucson Eat Yourself?
No, this is when I came. Yeah.
Yeah. So
this is where it all started.
Good. It all started around food, and it continues. All right. Kathleen, have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thanks a lot. Joe Ferguson sticks around. Jim Nintzel, his former colleague from the Tucson Weekly, joins us on the live line as we have our Friday roundtable portion of the Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects helping make our transportation system safe,
reliable and efficient, and improved mobility leads to a better economy and new jobs through the increased flow of people, goods, and services. More efficient access gets us to where we want to go faster, and that means more time for family. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. The Buckmaster Show features Arizona newsmakers and more than two dozen Buckmaster Show contributors. Everything from foreign affairs to the arts is on the table and open for discussion and your calls from one end of Southern Arizona to the other. The Buckmaster Show, weekdays live during the noon hour on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. It is the Buckmaster Show. Our Friday Focus interview today, we talked about downtown. A lot of exciting things going on in downtown Tucson. One of the last major cities, really, to focus and kind of redevelop the downtown. But maybe that's not such a bad thing to be kind of a Johnny-come-lately, because you can learn from what other places did that didn't work. And really, this has been kind of a homegrown resurgent, hasn't it, Joe Ferguson?
No, it's great. We've got a lot of great local businesses downtown.
Joe Ferguson is one of the political writers at the Arizona Daily Star, and joining us on the live line is a gentleman that Joe used to work with, Jim Nintzel. Jim is the editor of the Tucson Weekly. Jim, how are you?
I am doing fine, Bill. We're in the final stages of our Mammoth Best of Tucson issue.
Oh, really?
I know readers really look forward to, and it's there's a lot on the shoulders at the moment, but we're super excited about what we're putting together, and I think folks are going to love it.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't this used to come out the end of September?
You know, it's shifted around from time to time, but October's been the month for quite some time. I think way back in the day, someone figured it was better revenue for the fourth quarter than the third quarter, and, you know, how those decisions get made. So I think we've been in an October slot for some time now.
Congratulations, Jim.
Oh, God.
No, I was going to give you some kudos, man. Arizona Newspaper Association, I believe you won best columnist for a non-daily newspaper.
You know, that was last year. This year it was Enterprise reporting for the strange tale of Allie Miller in the Arizona Daily Herald, which you might remember from last year when Miss Miller, Mrs. Miller, went on quite a strange crusade to protect a staff member who was moonlighting as a reporter under a false name. Oh my God, what a bizarre tale that was.
So in your acceptance speech a couple of Saturdays ago, I'm sure you thanked District 1 Supervisor Allie Miller.
Yes. Mrs. Miller has been very good for my journalism career, if not for Pima County.
All right. We've got
she's got a fresh fight with Chuck Huckleberry going on right now, too.
Yeah, over this, what is it, Freedom of Information?
That's one thing where she's requested a ton of documents, again, from the county, and I'm sure Joe can fill us in on some of the details there. But there's also she's made some false statements about Huckleberry in regards to the Oro Valley park bond that's coming up. And so Huckleberry's firing back and saying that she's misleading people to try to affect the outcome of that election.
Okay, but on the other, Joe, you want to jump in here? What's the other issue we were talking about?
So Allie asked for a very large request of information related to people who were talking about her shortly after her I'm proud to be white speech. And so she's been fighting with the county ever since on trying to find out all the people that were talking about her, including voice conversations, which, as far as I know, are not always recorded.
And we should add that she's actually asking for records that date back to a few weeks before she made those comments, which, you know, you have to be pretty insightful to anticipate that you're going to say something stupid and you expect your critics to know about that ahead of time.
Jim Nintzel, the Tucson Weekly, with us on the live line. Jim, and the Skinny, your popular column in the Weekly, you talked about Ann Kirkpatrick, former congresswoman who is running now, of course, as a Democrat in that five-way race for CD2. You kind of indicate that certainly money-wise, she's getting some consolidation.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what the other candidates have raised in that race, but she came out of the gate pretty hard and raised $350,000 in her first couple of months in the race. So, you know, they're obviously boasting about that. And unfortunately, fundraising is a crucial part of running for office these days. And so we'll, I'd say she's out ahead of that. She's got the Emily's List endorsement. And today I just got an email letting me know that the Cook Political Report has moved this race, this Congressional District 2 race, into the toss-up category. So, you know, I think this is going to be one of the most watched races in the country, and I'm sure Joe and I are going to really enjoy being in the thick of it.
Wow. So that's not for the primary. That's for the general.
For the general, yeah. Mm-hmm, right. It's gone from being Republican to toss-up.
Okay, we've got our city council election. Joe, you were writing today in the Star about the final council debate, which had Councilman Kasachek was there, his opponent Mariano Rodriguez, and Mike Cease, the Green Party candidate. Mariano's the Republican, Steve Kasachek the Democrat. Then we had the other ward that's contested. We had Gary Watson, and Gary is the independent, and Paul Durham, the Democrat. We had them here on the program on the Buckmaster Show this week. I believe, Joe and Jim, that if Mr. Watson were to be elected, he would be the first independent candidate. Is that correct? To sit on the city council. What do you think?
Jim, you've been covering this longer than I have. Maybe you can give the answer.
I can't recall any independent candidates winning office, certainly as long as I've been around. So if it's happened before, I'm not aware of it. And I think, you know, I don't know if an independent has a better chance than a Republican does, but I think it probably is helpful in a town that's as Democratic as this one is. He is a former Republican, and I think on your program this week, you did say he voted for President Trump. So, you know, I think he definitely leans in the Republican direction, but he is getting some interesting union support out there because he's also a union leader in the fire district where he works. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely some interesting alliances that he's been able to develop. You know, he's been real involved with the JTED program, and that has won over some of the union folks who are also involved with that. So, I think it's still an uphill battle because I think Democrats definitely want to show some strength, but stranger things have happened in the city of Tucson.
So I kind of get the feeling, Jim, you're saying the race is sort of tightening up.
It could be. Yeah. I mean, he certainly has some money to campaign with, which is very helpful, and it certainly probably is better to sound like an independent than a Republican in Tucson these days.
Joe, what do you think? Is it tightening up a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a closer race than most people are expecting. You know, turnout's going to play a very large role in that election.
I'm very curious about Strong Start Tucson, how it is going to do. That's one of the proposition measures on the ballot. There's also an effort for the zoo. That would be 1/10 of a penny if that were to pass. For improvements to the zoo, the Strong Start Tucson would be a 0.5-cent sales tax increase. Jim, do you have any feeling about Strong Start Tucson, about how the winds may be blowing in that one?
I think the winds were blowing pretty positively in their direction initially. I think they did some polling, or someone did some polling, and it showed it somewhere in the 60% area. From what I have heard, although I haven't seen the poll. However, you now have a pretty strong opposition campaign out there trying to knock it down. Tucson voters did just approve a sales tax, a 5-year sunset on that one just a few months ago, so their appetite for taxes may be worn down. But at the same time, you do have a Democratic town, and I think a lot of people do appreciate the importance of early childhood education and the challenges of affording early childhood education, and the fact that the state has really cut back on the help that it used to give to people. You have this enormous waiting list in the state now with more than 2,000 kids waiting for a chance to get into a daycare program. The supporters are definitely going to have to push pretty hard, because once those no ads go up, it is easy to talk people into voting against a tax increase.
But you think this one would be pretty close?
Well, you know, what's interesting about it, and our reporter Danielle Camara wrote about this week, is how many Democrats are actually coming out against it, saying that there's issues with the technical details laid out in the initiative. So, it certainly does not have unanimous support even among Democrats. You can count on Republicans to vote against it. So I think it'll be close.
Joe?
I've heard the same thing. You can't find a elected Democrat that won't say the words, there's an issue with Prop 204. They might not say whether they're going to vote for it or not, but they absolutely concede early on that there are a lot of problems or concerns with the bill.
And we had both sides in this debate on Strong Start Tucson on our program. And the debate is up at buckmastershow.com, and it will re-air Wednesday, November 1st. So we're going to re-air that as a public service for folks who are still kind of last minute on the fence on this. So, Joe, is this an all mail-in election?
Unless you're in Oral Valley, yes.
Oh, okay.
Oral Valley is doing some polling for their single issue that Jim mentioned earlier, so that one will still be a polling place election, but inside the city, for most of the school districts, it's a mail-in ballot.
How big a deal was this annexation, Joe? You wrote about it on October 11th, just a couple of days ago, Tucson to annex 652 acres. So this is the largest population-wise annexation really happening over on the southeast side.
The city was really excited about this. It has been quietly annexing large vacant parcels of land over the last few years, but this is the first time where they've had buy-in from a community that said, yeah, we would like to come into the city. We want those resources. We need your help in fixing our streets and other issues.
Jim, what's coming up in the weekly? Now, you've got the best of your best of issue is coming then. Is it next week?
No, week after, October.
Oh, it's week
26th.
Okay.
Will be our next one. And in the meantime, folks can look forward to some endorsements next week. We got a book excerpt from Shannon Baker, who's a local mystery novelist, and a whole bunch more, as we usually do have. We're going to be talking with the city council candidates for next week as well, and introducing folks to them if they haven't had a chance to meet them. And if you live in Ward 3 and you're a Democrat, you probably had at least Paul Durham come knock on your door once at this point. But other than that, he's out there and about, I'll tell you what.
How about your work, Joe, this weekend coming up in the Star?
We've got an overview of the Oro Valley Naranja proposition. And then next week, I'm going to be knee-deep in campaign finance reports for tell people who is backing who for how much.
And getting back, and that gets, we have about a minute left, Jim, about the money issue. It's always an issue, certainly in CD2 or wherever in a congressional race. But among Democrats, is that going to be such a big deal? I mean, I don't know how to read this race with these five. Can you kind of give us just a couple of quick thoughts?
Well, you know, Kirkpatrick is definitely out there raising the most money because she has the connections from having been a member of Congress in the past. I think the other candidates pretty much acknowledge they're not going to be able to keep up with her. But there's a lot of concerns that Ann Kirkpatrick is a carpetbagger, that she's Democratic establishment. There's definitely concerns among a lot of people who vote in Democratic primaries that she's less than legitimate. And that's something she's going to have to overcome if she's going to come out of that primary on top.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim. Have a great weekend. Hello to your family, your fine young family. Thanks, Jim.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill. You have a great weekend, too. Good to hear from you, Joe.
All right. Joe, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll take our break right here. Come back with Weekend Watch with Matt Russell telling us. I wonder if there's another new restaurant opening on his Weekend Watch. There's been one for like the last six straight weeks or something. Anyway, we'll be right back. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant. Named after the classic New Orleans cocktail, Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza.
Since 1944, the Humane Society of Southern Arizona has helped over 1 million pets in Southern Arizona. I'm Richard Carmona, 17th Surgeon General of the United States and Distinguished Professor at the University of Arizona. Join me in supporting the Humane Society of Southern Arizona in their effort to build a new animal welfare center. Keeping the pets in our community safe and healthy helps ensure that our community as a whole is safe and healthy. Please donate now, because we are all in this together.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority is on track to deliver the remainder of the promised projects in the 20-year plan, now in its 11th year. A recent 10-year performance audit finds the RTA sticking to the plan and schedule. The RTA applauds our members and partners for helping us to stay on schedule and to improve our transportation network for everyone. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
What comes to mind when you envision the holidays? If it means surrounding yourself with family and friends as you welcome treasured traditions, just imagine if those moments were paired with sinking your toes in fine white sand and exploring quaint seaside towns. This winter, spend your holiday with a sense of adventure on a family reunion vacation. At Bon Voyage, we specialize in bringing generations together through travel. This is the perfect time to plan. Call Bon Voyage Travel at 797-1110.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. All right, Weekend Watch. The weekend's here. I love to hear that theme music because it's Weekend Watch with Matt Russell. Matt Russell, inside Tucson business, food and beverage columnist, award-winning Tucson publicist. Weekend Watch is presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Makes a great weekend getaway. Perfect time of year, mid-October, up in the high country. Do some hiking in the Gila National Wilderness. Explore historic Silver City or just hang out, relax in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Let's welcome now Mr. Matt Russell. Matt, how are you, my friend?
Never been more ready for the weekend than I am right now, Bill.
So much cooking this weekend.
For sure. And you know what? As the father of a U of A freshman, I'm getting ready for family weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, which starts this afternoon down at Main Gate Square for Bear Down Friday, as you know, the official pep rally to prepare for tomorrow's football game against UCLA. Now, the action gets underway at about 4 o'clock today. And like they do every Bear Down Friday, our friends over at the Dutch Eatery and Refuge will be offering special pricing on their world-famous braised duck tacos.
Ooh.
With cotija cheese and a frisé Brussels slaw, some red onions. These beauties are only $4 each, or 3 for $10 today, which I think is the perfect pregame for your palate. I say Bear Down.
All right, and of course, one of the big events of the year, certainly one of the big food events, is Tucson Meet Yourself, or as we like to commonly refer to it, Tucson Eat Yourself.
Indeed, it's that annual gastronomic extravaganza, El Presidio Park in downtown Tucson. As you said, Bill, Tucson Meet Yourself is a celebration of the art and the culture, the music, and of course, the food of the globe. Now, more than 50 cultural food vendors are going to be on hand this year, representing, I think, some of the world's most delicious regions like Africa, Nicaragua, Eurasia, even the Caribbean, and everywhere in between. It's today and tomorrow from 11 to 10, and Sunday from 11 to to 6. And I say, get ready to let out another notch of the old Buckmaster belt this weekend at Tucson. Eat yourself.
Yeah, it might be best just to wear like sweatpants with a rope just tied tied around it for that kind of eating. And of course, let's don't forget about the brews, the suds, and have a good beer over the weekend.
Absolutely. And you know what? Since the beginning of time, bacterium has been a brewer's public enemy number one. But today, the hottest thing happening on the craft beer scene is the sour style of beer, where wild yeasts and bacteria actually play a starring role. Now, 5 locally brewed sours will be on tap all next week from 6 to 9 p.m. for an event called Terroir on Tap at the Good Oak Bar on Congress Street. Now, sour connoisseurs typically pick up notes of yogurt and vinegar, even what some have called farmhouse flavors, when tasting some of these. And I'll be anxious to see for myself how these bacteria play with the other more conventional ingredients in the brews. It's sour power all next week at the Good Oak Bar.
Oh, that ought to be a real fun event. All right. Thank you so much, Matt Russell. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Cheers, Bill. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. All right. The Buckmaster Radio Show is a presentation of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, which is wholly responsible for its content. Original theme music is courtesy of our fine young German friend, Christophan. You can find out about his music. There's a link at buckmastershow.com. Thanks to Rosemary Brandt, my assistant, making sure all of our podcasts are up in a very timely manner each afternoon. My thanks also to the team here at KVOI, Operations Manager Ray Allen. Ray, my producer from Monday through Thursday, Tom Fairbanks in that role on Friday. Thank you, Tom. Producer, manager, or production manager, I should say, and funny man, Jerry Cross. Thanks, Jerry. Alicia, Elsa, and Rhonda in the front office, Mr. and Mrs. Martin, owners of this locally operated and owned Tucson radio station. All of us wishing you a safe and pleasant weekend. Have a great weekend.